Hey, pals o' mine. Hope you've been having a good week, or at least an interesting one. Here's a couple of interesting things that come my way recently. Karaoke taxis. Cool idea. Different. But wouldn't that be a little distracting to the drivers, especially if the passengers are seriously off-key? Just a thought. Little free libraries. Love it. Love it. If you haven't seen these, fabulous, fabulous idea. There's this website, and it's littlefreelibraries.org. And the idea is to promote literacy and the love of reading, which I am one of. They're like big birdhouses, kind of like that size on a post. And like a library, it's just a free exchange of books. So you pick up a book, you deliver a book, all free, just like the library. And just anybody can do it. So you can have them in front of your house, outside your business, and a park, maybe, if the city or county will allow it. And you can build it yourself. Customize it yourself. Somebody had used an old phone booth that had been empty and put shelving in it and made that a little free library. Or you can just buy them off this website. Different designs, paint them, whatever you want to do. And when you have it set up, then you post on this website where you're located so people can punch in their hometown or look on the map and see where there is a little free library near them. And there's so many books out there, they're just getting tossed. It's just a shame. There's so many creative ideas and thoughts out there and genres, and it's just a waste to have it all tossed and gone for the ages. So anyway, check it out. I had interviewed a woman a year ago. Her name is Mary Martinez, and it has come to light because she is actually the notorious Charlene Gallego, half of the sex slave killing machine. She and her husband Gerald Gallego were serial killers between 78 and 80. He got the death sentence, died of rectal cancer before the state had a chance to kill him. Her sentence was only 16 years because she testified against him. So, for some reason, in her warped mind, she thought it was okay to return to the town, to the county, where most of the killings took place. It's bizarre. She hasn't tried to change her hairstyle, her makeup. She's posing for pictures because her son was killed in Afghanistan, and so she's been involved with or created an organization called Gold Country for the Troops. And so last Veterans Day, she's out there leading the parade and, you know, look at me, look at me, look at me. So there's a whack job. It's just very bizarre. Like, what? I didn't get the feeling when I was interviewing her for this article that she was dangerous to me. Having researched later, he, on the other hand, that's a scary dude. So the publisher asked me to write an article on this, but there are certain things I couldn't put in the article, like the FBI and the Secret Service are investigating her because she's been using the military, i.e. her military, the Gold Country for the Troops, to raise money. And so that's a big flag. It's going to be interesting how that comes down. From what I hear, she's been hiding. Nobody has seen her for a couple of months now, so word apparently has gotten back to her that the word has been spreading who she really is. So this should be interesting to play out. And there's a couple of gentlemen. Mike Williams is one half. Dr. Zhong Chen is the other half of a partnership based on this invention that Mike Williams came up with. He's already invented 20 ideas, 20 dental and medical devices. His first device that he invented is called the intraoral camera. When the dentist is looking in your mouth, you can see what he's looking at. He invented that. So anyway, it's this long story, but it was the old rags to riches to rags again. He went from making seriously good money to living in the streets, homeless, divorced. And he's in a dumpster, and because an inventor's mind never rests, apparently, he was kind of rearranging boxes and making kind of a shelving unit of sorts, I guess, to put some of his few items that he had left. And he was thinking, you know, this is about the right size. If he could come up with like a pod, a homeless pod that would have solar and would be fiberglass, would be really sharp looking, kind of racy, but could stack with other ones, could be pre-assembled. And so he's thinking about this. And so meanwhile, he's on a bench, a park bench, and he gets the shit beat out of him. Horribly, horribly beat up. Torn pancreas. Enter Dr. Zhong Chen, who performs surgery, and he starts to talk to Mike Williams, and Mike's telling him his story, all his patents he's holding, and, you know, and so next thing you know, the two men have formed this partnership, and there's a prototype being built right now out in Sacramento of this pod that he's come up with, and they've applied for the patent, so that's on the way. And so here's what he's looking at. These pods, I think it's 6x8. I believe that's the size of them. It'll come with heating and air. It'll come with a sleeping bag and foam memory pad. There'll be Wi-Fi. I'll have Wi-Fi. And he would like to have a large area of land outside of city limits, a commune of sorts. Imagine kind of like a campground, except they're homeless people that are in transition. So there'll be a common area, like a kitchen, showers, and solar charges for cell phones so they can call potential employers, what have you. And also he would like to find manufacturing companies that maybe need bits and pieces built, put together, that can be taken out to this location. So these homeless can be making money and saving it so they can move forward. Also, they're thinking that they can be used, because they are easily transported as pre-assembled structures, pieces, for disaster. It would have been perfect for Katrina, for example. Because right now, all those trailers that they had bought, FEMA, were all toxic, and they're just sitting there. There's nothing anybody can do with them. Also, airports. You're stuck overnight for hours, 2 days, whatever the reason, and then you could just rent one of these pods, you know, for a couple hours to sleep. So they're in serious talks with the airport out here about it. You can sponsor a pod, you know, sponsor a pod for a homeless person, because they're nonprofit. They've got the nonprofit status, so they're developing a foundation as we speak, as I speak, and you listen. So that's really cool. That's really cool to hear that. The doctor co-signed an apartment for Mike to get him off the streets, which is also very cool. And so Mike's riding around on his bicycle because he doesn't have a car. That's how he ended up on the streets. He was sleeping in the car that he had left after the divorce and the shit hit the fan. But then he couldn't make his car payments anymore, so car was taken away and he ended up on the streets. It's unfortunately very easy for all this to happen. It's cool that something like this is headed forward to help other people, that someone who was down and out was thinking about helping others that was down and out, even as he was struggling to survive. And that's why I enjoy meeting people, hearing stories like that. You know, I think that even though there are self-absorbed assholes out there, I truly believe that the majority of humanity really does want to help others. I really think that it comes down to push comes to shove, as they say. Basically, we really do want to help other people. So the last thing that I thought was really fun is I love Mark Maron's podcast. I don't listen to all of them, frankly, but every once in a while someone will be on there that I'm kind of interested in. And Dave Grohl, you have to listen to the Dave Grohl. Yes, you have to. He's just a kick anyway. You know, he'd be fun to hang out with and have a couple beers. But I love how he introduced record, vinyl, to his daughter. I mean, you have to listen to it. It's very cool. I don't want to tell you the story. You need to listen to it. But really, what cracked me up was he said, you know, I knew in high school I was not going to be president. I don't know about you, but I could relate to that. President of anything, actually. I couldn't even be, what is it, sergeant of arms or as a campfire girl because I talked too much. It didn't work out so well. I didn't like selling the campfire girl mints. You know, knocking on doors, begging, you know, like, how does that serve anybody? I mean, really, I didn't like that at all. I didn't know if they do they even still make campfire girl mints? They must somewhere, huh? I would have done better than Girl Scout cookies, actually. I think the closest would be the, what are the, York peppermint patties? Those are pretty close to what the campfire grill mints were. And there was two layers. One was a dark chocolate and a lighter on the box. But they were so good, so good. I've been on a like, mint chocolate mint candy thing lately, and fudge. Today I was out with a friend of mine who's out from Florida, old high school buddy. Her sister is sadly entering the dark realm of Alzheimer's, and so she's trying to get her straightened up, away, getting finances ordered, and her kids situated. And the kids, by the way, are in their 20s, but they act the maturity of children. So anyway, so we were out. I was helping her get out. We went wine tasting, had a Bloody Mary. And so we were just kind of walking little stores in foothill towns. And I see fudge, and I have to have it. I don't know what it is about fudge. It's usually reserved for Christmas. It's the only time you ever see it. The people, oh, they make fudge at Christmas. But if I'm in a candy store and they have fudge there, I have to get it. I have to. I don't know. God, when I was little, I had an older cousin who owned a candy store in Fort Bragg, California, Mendocino County, Alton's Candy. She and her husband would make this candy from scratch, and it was just the best. So every Easter, she would send my brothers and I these huge fudge Easter eggs. I mean, huge. They were 4 or 5 inches in length and 3 inches in width diameter. And each one would be a different flavor fudge. And they were each covered with white chocolate, different colored white chocolate in designs. Oh my God! Of course, Mom would just slice them up. We'd only get one slice a day, you know, but, oh, so I don't know, maybe that's why I have to have it when I see it. But I don't know, it's about this peppermint. I don't know. Something from my childhood, it seems to be a theme here. I'm going full circle. I don't know what's going on. I've been thinking about tree houses lately, too. Like, I need a place to hide above everything. I understand mountain lions. They live with ledges. You know, you just can look over everything, above everything. In fact, I learned today, speaking of above everything, that eagles, I don't this may or not be true, but I saw that eagles, unlike other birds, do not hide from storms. They just fly above them. How's that for a visual? So, I will leave you with that thought. If you're having a tough time, just fly above and keep going. Okay? And do something different this week.